Dreamscape presents A Time for Hope, the Lexi series, Book 3, by T. Gephardt. Translated by Sora Kim Russell. Narrated for you by Emma Wilder. Prologue. The knock came too soon. Groaning, I stretched out of the chair I'd been curled up on and made my way to the door of Alex's apartment. He hated it when I called it his apartment, but it had never really felt like home. Not mine, anyway. The walls that had once seemed so welcoming were now a reminder of how separated I was from the outside world. While I needed a barrier from the chaos that surrounded my life right now, I also resented the protection it afforded me. It reminded me of my own inadequacies. My head was a fucked up mess. A loop on constant replay that I couldn't stop. My once carefree and confident self had since dissolved, and now a scared little girl was in its place. I knew exactly what waited for me on the other side of that door. I also knew what opening it meant, and it was for this reason I hesitated at the threshold. I was looking forward to therapy like I was looking forward to a root canal. It's not that I thought it was bullshit, I just didn't subscribe to it for myself. In my head, I couldn't reconcile with the fact that I might need some assistance to work these issues out. I had been sorting through my own crazy for so long that having a professional to help me now seemed almost redundant. Where to even start? Lexi. Dr. Sarah Hart stretched out her hand. Her bright smile was warm but professional, as was her tailored suit. She was a beautiful woman in a very understated way. Her mousy brown hair was swept neatly into a chignon that was secured at the back of her head. Her hazel eyes seemed kind.
I'm glad you finally made time for me.
Hello, Dr. Hart. Please come in. I failed miserably at trying to contain my displeasure with the situation as I guided her into the living room, a room I spent little time in these days. The clean lines and minimalism of the room made the space seem almost sterile. Alex was simplistic in his design choices. My husband was into function over form and despised clutter, and this was reflected in his choice of furniture. It hadn't really bothered me in the past. But now it seemed amplified. Stark. Cold.
Lexi, call me Sarah.
She shrugged off her jacket as I gestured to the couch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?